Hey there, gorgeous souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of sunshine and gentle living wisdom. Welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. Today, we're diving into something that feels like a giant, hairy beast lurking in our closets. Time management. Ever feel like the clock is running away with you? Like those to-do lists are just mocking your dreams of a relaxing afternoon? You know the feeling. That frantic scramble, the guilt trips from unfinished tasks, and the constant pressure to squeeze more into each day. Well, guess what? We're ditching the stress monster today. This isn't about becoming productivity machines or crushing every single item on our list, because let's be real, some things can just wait. It's about finding a gentle rhythm that works with us, not against us. Think of it like this. We want to dance through life, not sprint towards the finish line, always exhausted and feeling like we've missed out on the beauty around us. So, how do we achieve this magical balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock a gentle approach to time management that feels good for your soul. First things first, let's ditch the hustle culture mentality. It's tempting to fall into the trap of constantly being on, always striving for more, but remember, rest is not a luxury, it's essential. Your mind and body need time to recharge and process. Think of it like your phone. You wouldn't keep scrolling without charging it, right? The same goes for us. Schedule in downtime, even if it's just 15 minutes to sip some tea and savor the silence. You'll come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle anything. Next up, prioritize like a boss. We all have dreams and goals, but figuring out which ones are truly important and need your immediate attention is key. This isn't about saying no to everything, it's about saying yes to the things that light you up, that align with your values and make your heart sing. Let go of anything that feels like a drain on your energy or time. Those things can wait for another day, or maybe they don't need your attention at all. Now, let's talk about the power of planning. But hold on, before you imagine yourself drowning in spreadsheets and to-do lists, hear me out. We're not talking about rigid schedules here, just a gentle roadmap to guide your day. Think of it like picking out your outfit for tomorrow. You want to feel confident and prepared. Maybe jot down 3 key things you want to accomplish each day. They could be work tasks, personal goals, or even just taking that walk in the park you've been craving. Keep it simple, keep it manageable. Remember those brain dumps we talked about earlier? Let's harness their power. When you feel overwhelmed, write down everything swirling around in your head, worries, to-dos, ideas, anything that needs to be acknowledged. This act of getting things out of your head and onto paper can do wonders for clearing mental space and allowing for more focus. Think of it like decluttering your mind. A lighter load makes for smoother sailing. Finally, don't forget the magic of mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind completely, because let's face it, that's impossible, but rather about being present in each moment. When you're working on a task, give it your full attention. When you're enjoying a cup of coffee, savor every sip. This mindful approach can help you work more efficiently and appreciate the little things, because life isn't just about ticking off items on a list, it's about experiencing the richness of each moment. Let me paint you a picture. It's Sunday afternoon, and instead of feeling overwhelmed by the thought of the week ahead, you're curled up on your couch with a good book and a cup of tea. You feel calm, centered, and in control. You know exactly what needs to be done, and you've got time to enjoy the journey. That's the gentle approach to time management. It's about creating space for both productivity and peace. Remember, this isn't a race against time, it's a dance with life. So, step into your power. Prioritize what matters most, and find that sweet spot of balance that feels right for you. And hey, if you're feeling inspired by this episode, share it with a friend who might need a gentle reminder to slow down and savor the ride. Let me know your thoughts on social media using hashtag SoftGirlMorning. I can't wait to hear your stories and connect with you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Soft Girl Wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.